Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the podcast, we're talking about how some YC alum, Fluently's AI power English coach, attracted $2 million in fundraising. Jaden, what's this all about?
Yeah, so this is an area that I've been so excited about. I forced Jamie to do this episode, by the way, because this week I have been using AI to help me with speaking another language. And I think there's a lot of interesting ways to make money from this. I think this is a huge area. But before we get into it, I wanted to tell you, Jamie and I have just launched our very own school community for AI Hustle, where we essentially teach you guys, we post exclusive content, how to make money online, literal things that we're doing, how much money we're making. We open up the books, we give you guys the in-depth details. Jamie breaks out his like analytics for how much money he's making for different side hustles. We tell you guys about winning products, things we don't tell anyone else. This is the secret sauce. And so anyways, we have the school group. We would love for you guys to join it. We are open books over there. We want to give you guys as much value as possible. And I think you guys will absolutely love it. So this is kind of what Jamie and I live and breathe all day long, is online side hustles and how we use AI to essentially expedite, leverage, grow, and scale them. So if you guys want to go join our school community, there's a link in the description to do that. Okay. The reason why I think this is so interesting with Y Combinator funding Fluently, or I guess this Y Combinator company getting like $2 million, is because I think we're at a point where the language speaking companies are getting massively disrupted with AI. So this week I'm getting ready. I'm going to go to France for 2 months this summer. I leave in, I think, in about 3 weeks now. So I got 3 week countdown. I'm getting nervous. I've lived in France before. And so I'm fluent in French, but it has been like 4 or 5 years. So, you know, I'm getting a little nervous on my French is a little rusty. So I've been practicing with ChatGPT. The ChatGPT app has a new voice feature on there. So essentially what you're able to do is you just go and click on, there's like a little headphone icon. It opens up like a portal where it can talk. You talk to it. And once you're talking, it essentially will respond back. Like you're having a conversation with this thing. So it's not just like chatting where you're going back and forth. Now, the reason why it's amazing that you're having a conversation is because I say to it like, hey, I want to practice French. Just talk to me in French. You know, let's have a conversation about like the Olympics, because I'm going to be there during the Olympics and I want to know, you know, what's going on and how to talk and like what words I need to know, right? Like I was there for 2 years. I never talked about the Olympics. So like, I don't know any words that have to do with Olympics. Like there's just this whole, you know, area of my vocabulary that's missing. Anyways, I've been chatting with it and I ask it, I talk and I'm like, hey, did I make any grammar mistakes? Is there anything you can correct me on? It corrects me. It is amazing. It is like the greatest personal coach. You're not paying anything. You're not worried that they're like annoyed by you just harassing one of your friends that can speak another language. This is amazing. And so anyways, this company getting $2 million to me, no brainer. I think there's massive disruption with AI and language learning.
Yeah, I think what's so cool about AI when it comes to learning language is that, you know, traditional language teacher programs, you know, it would just take you through lessons similar to a, you know, a college class. But with AI, it's like you have a personal tutor who can recognize where the gaps are, essentially, like you said, and help you fill it in. So I feel like the learning is just expedited and it can happen so much faster with AI. That's super cool.
Yep. So I think Duolingo is going to either have to adapt or die. I'm assuming that they're going to essentially just use an API and add the functionality to go and actually chat with people. Because I used to use Duolingo. I don't know if you've ever done it, Jamie, but yeah, back in the day, it's like fun and it's like good. And I know people with like a 300 day or a 3000 day Duolingo streak, and they're like super proud of it. And like, I think literally it's just famous because of its streaks, which is funny. But I think it's awesome and it really does help. When I was living in France, I actually used Duolingo to help me like make sure my grammar and stuff was good. But nothing can compete with the actual conversation with the person in the language. And I think AI unlocks this in a whole new way that is so good. Like there's like no latency when you're chatting with this new ChatGPT app. It's just you talk, it listens, it responds, you go back and forth, it's a conversation. Like, that is unbeatable. And that's the best way to learn languages, by talking, not by writing or researching or reading a book. Like, you got to like actually speak it. And so I think that, yeah, I think this is the way to do it. And so them raising $2 million to me seems like a no brainer. This is going to be really big.
Well, I guess I have a question for you, Jaden. Like, because like what you claimed, that the ChatGPT is so good at doing that itself, how is this business model different? Like, what do you think they offer differently? Just that it specializes in language development, or yeah, what do you see the value there that ChatGPT doesn't already have?
So Fluently is doing a couple interesting things. They are doing one-on-one coaching, so pretty much what ChatGPT does. So that's whatever. But they also are building feedback by listening to your actual calls. So like, if you have work calls, you can have it listen to your work call and give you a score. So it tells you, like, essentially it listens to your call and gives you a review of the whole thing. Now, I actually use ChatGPT to do this, but not in the same way. Like, I'm looking at like some graphics from their thing, and it's like, you are 95% good on punctuation, but your vocabulary is probably only 79%. Your grammar is 80%, and your fluency is probably 39%. And you use like 81% filler words. So it's really giving you like in-depth details by listening to like, you know, a 5-minute call that you might have had. It's essentially coaching you based off of that. I think this is really good. I think this is really good. So I think this is essentially what they're trying to compete against Duolingo with, is you use this to listen to your calls and then it coaches you. Now with ChatGPT, like I mentioned, I could talk with it and be like, hey, did I make any grammar mistakes? Can you correct me? But it's, you know, it could say a couple things. Sometimes I couldn't even understand what it was correcting me about because it was saying it in French. So having it where like it listens to your calls and it gives you a big graph of like areas you need to improve on, this is where I think Duolingo should move in. And so I think this is the direction where if they're taking this now, they'll be able to essentially compete at a high level with Google and do really well.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for explaining. That's super cool. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, if you got any value out of it, please make sure to leave us a review. We really appreciate that. It means a lot to us. Also, leave us any questions in your review as well, and we try to answer them on the podcast. And be sure to check out our school community too. I promise you, you'll get way more value than you have to put in. We do deep dives on everything. It's really cool. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.